Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Well, the cattle complex should resume trading today with uneven price action. Slowly sorting through short covering interest on one hand and follow-through selling on the other. The hog futures are also likely to open on a mixed basis thanks to a combo of residual buying interest and early week profit-taking. The cash cattle trade should typically start slowly today, with country activity limited up to the distribution of new show lists. Given the limited trade we saw last week, we suspect the mid-month offering could be somewhat larger. At the same time, last week's limited buy could mean the cattle buyers will quickly find themselves short-bought. Since Thanksgiving, the national hog base has jumped more than $10. The major driver in this regard has been the anticipation of tightening ready hog numbers now that the presumable peak of seasonal slaughter has come and gone. An extension of such thinking, plus still great packer incentive to run chain speed as fast as possible, should mean that cash bids today should once again fall about steady to a dollar higher. The bearish reactions to Friday's USDA report did not last long. Soybeans soon turned higher and closed with double-digit gains, and the corn and wheat recovered to modest gains on Friday as well. In soybeans, USDA did not revise its soybean export or ending stock numbers. That surprised some people since the active export sales over the past few weeks. USDA also left unchanged export and ending stocks for key corn and wheat. It raised Brazil's corn production but left its soybean unchanged at 102 million tons. Well, the wheat markets finished higher on Friday with soft red winter wheat at a one-week high. The winter wheat markets have been in a two-day recovery mode since setting contract lows on Wednesday. The USDA report was about as expected. Australia's wheat crop was raised to 33 metric tons from November's 28.3 million. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
On our futures, December live cattle down 32 at 108.72, February down 12 at 110.52, January feeder cattle down 65, 125.95, March was down 65 Friday at 122.50, February hogs up 72 at 61.55, and the April down 40 at 65.95. On the grain futures, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March up 8 3/4 Friday at 413.5, March the May was up 9 cents at 425.25, Chicago March wheat up 8 cents, 416 and a quarter. May was up 7 and 3 quarters at 426 and a half. March corn up 6 cents, 359 and a half. And the May up 6 cents at 366 and a quarter. January soybeans up 10 and a half on Friday, 1037 and a half. And the March up 10 and 3 quarters at 1048. March cotton's up 25, 7105. May's up 30, 7141. January crude oil's up 223, 5373. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.